Good day. Welcome to a Durban Christian Centre South Ministry message. Durban Christian Centre was established by Dr. Fred and Nellie Roberts as a house of prayer for all nations and truly is a place where miracles happen. Our focus is to win the lost and to make disciples of all nations. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Of your power at work in a believer. Lord, your word says, according to the greatness of your power that is at work in us, the power that is at work, not the power just that is available, the power that is resting, the power we can call on, but Lord, this morning, the power that is at work. And I thank you for your anointing, that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead, Lord, dwelling in and quickening each and every mortal body in this place this morning. And I thank you for the power at work, that today, Lord, there'll be deliverance. Today, Lord, there'll be an opening of your glory in each life. And Lord, your touch and your bless. I thank you for each one that came. Even our visitors this morning will experience your mighty power. Lord, not a passive power, but an active power. A power that's revealed in the name of Jesus and in your word. And we thank you this morning, Lord. I release your blessing. I release, Lord, and I bring this congregation under the miracle power of your precious spirit as you would have your way in this place. Lord, let our hearts be open. Let us be strengthened in faith. Even, Lord, as your word goes out this morning, you will start working severally in this place. You will start touching lives. You will start revealing your glory and, Lord, releasing miracles. In Jesus' name we give you praise. And everybody said, amen, amen, hallelujah. Now, we've been looking at Jesus, and I pray that you've been praying that prayer, that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. Because to know Him is to know life. Let me tell you, there's no higher revelation than the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, in Him dwells all the fullness, all the treasure of knowledge and wisdom. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for that this morning. Have you been praying that prayer for yourself? Or do I need to keep preaching this for another 3 weeks before you start asking God to do it? How many of you are doing it? What is it doing it in you? It's revealing something in you. You start finding, you look at Scripture and you say, my Lord, I never saw that. I never saw Jesus in that. And you know why God wants us to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Christ? Because when you know who Christ is as He is, so are we in this world. That knowledge has a practical outworking and demonstration of God's power for your life. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want to talk to you about having the mind of Christ. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of John 5:31. John 5:31, and of course there's a lot we can talk about having the mind of Christ, but I'm going to focus on one thing this morning. John 5:31, Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive the testimony of man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. Jesus said, you sent for John so that he can tell you who I am. And he says, John witnessed to me. But then Jesus goes on to say, but I do not receive the testimony of man. In other words, Jesus is saying, well, it's wonderful that John is saying that about me, but I don't need his testimony about me. I don't need him to tell me who I am. I know who I am. Hallelujah. And I want to speak to you this morning about knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Knowing who you are. You see, if you depend on people to tell you, if you depend on your circumstances to tell you, or your ministry, or what you have done in your history, you will get a warped image. Jesus said, I receive no testimony of man. Where did Jesus get the revelation of who he is? He got the revelation from the Word. Hallelujah. He got the revelation from the very Word of God. He said, I do not receive the testimony of man. I know where I come from, and I know who is my Father. I think if you can settle this question in your mind and your heart, you will start experiencing more miracles, more, much more, much more, much more, because you'll know who you are and what belongs to you. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus here in the scripture is really revealing to you and I how to know who we truly are. How to have the mind of Christ. How to walk in that revelation. He's revealing it to us. He says you will walk in that revelation by the Word of God, not by the testimony of man. Your mother may say something to you. Your father may say something to you. Your friends might say something about you. But you cannot live on the testimony of man. Because I've learned something. Today you can be a hero and tomorrow a zero as far as people are concerned. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we think if we please people, we're doing well. Sometimes you please people and you're not doing well at all. Amen. But Jesus said, I want you to know how to have the mind of Christ. Do not receive the testimony of men. Find out by the revelation of my word who you really are. Amen. And come to that truth. Because the enemy has always got a voice out there to pull you down. It's always the voice of the enemy is always telling you, you're a loser. You're not going to make it. It might be so for others, but it's not so for you. You are stuck where you are. There's no way out. You just have to make do with what you have. Just this morning, I was listening to a person, and he was saying, you know, God's love is there to make you know that God is going through it with you. God's not going through nothing with you. God is victorious. Jesus has overcome. Oh yeah, he'll be with you. But you know where God is? God is there reaching out his hand and say, come here, I want to lift you up that you can mount up with wings as eagles, that you can walk in the realm of faith. Hallelujah. And so the world will tell you there's no hope for you. God is not your father. You are not special. You know, you can't expect special treatment. But I want you to know today, God is saying, you are my blue-eyed boy. Hallelujah. You're the one that I love. You're the one that I chose. You're the one that I'm passionate about. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, you make my day. Hallelujah. When your heavenly Father is looking at you, he's looking with great favor, great loving kindness, great rejoicing, great blessing. The world will tell you, your life amounts to nothing. But God is saying to you, your life is crucial. It's important. I created it. Hallelujah. Do you know they say of the universe that if one of the planets are missing, the universe would become unstable. And planets will start going out of their orbits. Because if you just know, look at when they wanted to send the Apollo to the moon. What do? They work out the magnetic fields. And they send, they're aiming for the moon there. The moon is still on the other side of the world and they're going. And they're going, they're timing it. Because when the moon comes past, they are depending on the gravity of that moon to slingshot that thing. To get it to where it needs to be, to meet up back with the moon. And so those gravities, everything is in a fine balance. Just one planet missing, this whole universe will warp. You look out there and it's millions and billions of stars, but each and every one was placed there by divine design to keep this universe right.
And in the same way, I want to say to you, God created you in His likeness and His image, and He placed you in His church so that the church can be right. Hallelujah. You are significant. You are important. The voice of the enemy will tell you it's hopeless for you. You must just settle with what you have. God is not your father. But Jesus wants you to hear the voice of your father. He wants you to hear the voice of God. Amen. Many of us here have found out, we thought that we are dropouts. We thought we have no effect. We thought that we are here to perpetrate evil and, you know, whatever we were doing until we looked into the mirror of the Word. Hallelujah. And when we did, we saw Him. Hallelujah. And we were changed from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. God has designed you to be a success. God has designed you to be a person of excellence. God has designed you to be such a blessing that nobody wants to get along without you. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's when you become that image, when you partake of that image, when you are being changed from glory to glory. You see, how are you going to know who you are and what you're called for? By reading this book. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, I've been there. Pressure is on you. Even those who you trusted, who till then have been saying, you are a man of God. Start saying, you're the devil. Start saying, you're a loser. I want nothing to do with you. Or you're dispensable. It's better that you leave. It's at those moments that you need to go back to this Word and find out who you really are. Jesus said, I do not depend on the testimony of a man. We put too much emphasis, we put too much weight on what people say we are. You are who God says you are. Hallelujah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in His image and in His likeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I do not receive the testimony of men. God is my Father and I am His Son. He is my all-sufficient provider. Hallelujah. I walk in the light of His Word, and no matter what happens, no man can have authority over me, because Jesus had learned to walk in the knowledge of the truth when He stood before Pilate, and Pilate said to Him, don't you know that I've got power over you? I've got authority over you. I can crucify you. I can let you go. Jesus looked straight at him and He said, you can have no power over me lest my Father gave it to you. Hallelujah. You see, God wants you to come to a place of confidence in Him as your Father and of who you are in Him, till you know that nobody else decides your future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I say that again? Nobody else decides your future. So it doesn't matter if suddenly you're not favored. Doesn't matter if suddenly they don't like you. They do not determine your future. Hallelujah. I came from my Father. Oh, if you had to listen to them, that he would have thought, well, maybe I am a blasphemer. Because they said, you blaspheme, calling God your Father. I mean, the high priest called him that. Can you imagine the Pope himself calling you? If you're a Catholic. And saying, no, you're a devil. Jesus withstood that because He knows who He is. And let me tell you, if you will start finding the revelation of God's love for you and Him as your Heavenly Father, you will start knowing who you are. Hallelujah. You see, there's nothing wrong in going to people for prayer. If you're going to people for prayer because you want them to agree with you, you want them to hook their faith up with you and strengthen you. Amen. But if you go to people for prayer because you believe God hears them and not you, there's error. let not that man think you receive anything. You see, we go directly to God. I don't need the Pope. I don't need the saints. I don't need Mary. I don't need Joseph. I need nobody else. I am a son, and I come boldly into the throne room of grace of my Father, and I say, Father. And when I do, he puts everything on hold. He said, my boy is talking. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not being gender sensitive. Don't worry about it. Say, boy, I'm saying girl. Everybody say, it's okay. Hallelujah. To this we were called, the Bible says, in 1 Peter 2:21. Because Christ also suffered, leaving us an example. Not one word that crossed the lips of Jesus was outside of the Word. He was the Word. He is the Word. He spoke the Word. And listen, you and I are birthed of the Word, of the incorruptible seed. I don't need to go outside of this Word. Charmaine was just, we were laughing because she was telling us in children's church they got one little boy. And she says she doesn't know if that little boy understands, doesn't know what goes on. But whenever they talk to him, he answers in a scripture. Hallelujah. She says, now, boy, I want you to not sit there. I want you to sit there. She says, God has been good to me and his hands on me for good. Hallelujah. He said, no, I want you to go and sit over there. I'm seated in Christ in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And she says she can hear by the way this boy talks, his parents must be praying because he's using words that are outside of his capacity. Amen. But you know what? If the enemy comes at you and the word opens the door, he will flee. Hallelujah. When the devil comes at you, you don't open the door and you answer and try and work it out and say, well, I'm feeling good today or I'm not feeling good. You answer, you open the door and let the Word answer. The enemy comes knocking, you let the Word answer for you. Hallelujah. I want to say to you today, you need to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. That though found on this earth, laying aside his glory in the image of a man, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's why when you really start walking in faith, people start saying, who do you think you are? They think it's robbery. They think you're bringing God down to your level. No, you bring yourself up to his level. Amen. You're seated in Christ, in heavenly places. You're in him. You're with him. Hallelujah. And God is saying, you know what? Why is it so important how I think? Because as a man thinks, so is he. If you allow the wrong thoughts in your mind, you work your own defeat. You know, the Bible says that a wicked man flees, though nobody pursues him. But thank God you and I have the Holy Ghost to teach us the Word of God. Hallelujah. So God created us in his own likeness, in his own image. When you think about yourself, do you think of a loser? What are those thoughts that are deep down in you? What is it about you that makes you react the way you react? When people talk to you, you react in a certain way. What is it? There's a deep down thought process there. There's a deep down belief system that you always revert to. Hello. It's like your default settings. It's that I'm talking about this morning. When they come at you, does what comes from your heart? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a child of the living God. He is my Father, and I am his Son. He watches over me. Hallelujah. Amen. He is good to me. His hand is on me for good. And I'm favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Learn to think like him. Learn to talk like him. Learn that what this Bible says about you is the truth. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, you formed my inward parts. Don't listen to the world telling you you're a product of the world. You're a product of the environment you grew up in. You're not. God, your Father, formed your inward parts. In other words, He gave you your motivations. He gave you that deep down desires that's in your heart. Hallelujah. He gave you your character. He set your purpose before you were even born. You come from your Father. I'm not of this world. I'm born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, and my dad might say this and that to me. When I first got born again, my father had a whole lot to say about me. But I've learned something, that I might have been born in the flesh, but I'm no longer of the flesh. I'm born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And there is a seed in me that is incorruptible. Hallelujah. When the enemy tries to bring generational curse on you, that happened to your grandfather, and it happened to your father, and it happened to your brother, and to your sister, and now it's going to happen to you. It's not going to happen to you, because the old man has died. I've been raised a new man in Christ Jesus. I've been born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learning to think of yourself the way God wants you to think of yourself. God is my Father. Hallelujah. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you say it with me? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. That's who you are. People might treat you in a certain way, but that does not determine your value. Your value is determined by God, your Creator, who created you in His likeness and in His image. Hallelujah. And called you out of darkness and into the light. Amen. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. They'll start telling you, no, there's something wrong with you. That was the old man. Amen. And the world loves coming against us. The world loves telling you you're a failure. You are failing. Do you know that the Bible says that that which is born of the Spirit cannot sin? Do you know that? It's the incorruptible Word. You're born of an incorruptible seed. Your spirit man cannot sin. Your spirit man is perfect in the image of God. What is happening on this earth? You're learning to let your soul line up with your spirit. You're learning to bring your body into subjection under the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a witness in your inner man that you're a child of God, that you're born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. David said, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance yet being unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me. No matter how hard the devil says this day is going to be, or this week's going to be for you, God wrote this week in His book for you. And He didn't write it in His book for you so you can go through trouble and God can weep in heaven. Oh, the poor thing. God wrote this week for you so you can know who you are in Him. And you can mount up with the wings as eagles, hallelujah, and walk in faith, hallelujah, and walk as the incorruptible seed of God, and walk in the blessing as a son. Lift your hands and say, I'm favored of my Father. God is my Father. God is my Father. He Himself, He birthed me, He formed me, He created me, He set me on this earth. I'm no man's servant. I serve men because I'm God's servant. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, but to as many as received Him, He gave them the right to become the sons of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Say to me, I'm born of God. I come from God. Hallelujah. You know, they said that to Jesus. They said, who do you think you are? We know your mother. We know your father. We know your brothers and your sisters. Who do you think you are? Jesus said, you don't know me and you don't know where I came from.
I come from my heavenly Father. Hallelujah. You see, we need to be transformed into His glorious image. Hallelujah. If you meet me, you'll see I'm nothing like my brothers. I'm nothing like my sister. In fact, I'm nothing like my father and mother. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm created a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. When they come to the light so they can bask in the light and receive the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. My mom came down to visit because she's sick and she's believing God for healing. She arrived with a bad testimony, kept telling me how shame she's going to have to go through the op. But by the time she left, her heart was filled with faith. She's saying, I've got a good testimony. God has done something good for me. Amen. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. They lie to you. They tell you that's... Listen, why do people live the way they live? Because of the way they think. Amen. I was asking myself that a while ago. I said, why did I buy all the houses that God blessed me with in the South? You know, on the Bluff and Pinetown and all these areas. Why didn't I buy them stronger? You know why? Because it's where I came from. It's what I know. Huh? But God wants you to step out of that. Amen. And I said, Lord, I'm believing you now. Now I'm going one step better. I'm buying properties in Cape Town. Hallelujah. Amen. Wherever's the best market, I'm buying properties. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm not using the offering for it. Hallelujah. This church can't afford me. Hallelujah. Amen. Say with me, I am a son of God. What can you ask God for? What can you receive from Him? You're not serving the God of the Bluff. You're not serving the God of Wentworth that can supply for you according to what's going on in Wentworth. You're serving the God of more than enough, the God of the universe. He is your Father. He is your Daddy. Just a little while, it was last week, one of the Bible college students came to me. We are doing outreaches out there in the squatter area of Queensborough. I forget the name of that area right now. Anyway, we're going out there and we're handing out, and we went to her home as well. And God has blessed her. God has saved her. And at last, she's built her own gondola. And she's got her own gondola. And I think, Rodney, you gave her those windows. Went to go visit her. There's those windows, and it's built, and there's wood, and there's mud, and you know, the gondola. And so last week she stops me just after Bible college lessons. They said, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm believing God for a few bags of cement to, you know, to solidify my gondola. And so I said, no problem. So I start praying for her, and the Lord said to me, why are you asking me to help her fix a gondola? I said, Jesus, I repent. The God of the universe, the Father of glory, who is more than enough, amen, Him who did not withhold His only Son, but with Him will give us all things. I changed my prayer. I said, Father, thank you for a house. Amen. Amen. Come on, tell your neighbor, lift your faith. Lift your faith. Open your heart. Realize that God is your Father. Hallelujah. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let this mind be found in you. God gave us Jesus as an example. He was on this earth. They tell him, you're a bastard child. You're a son. You're an illegitimate son. That's who you are. You're uneducated. You're not one of the scribes and the Pharisees. You got nothing to say. But Jesus did not receive their testimony. Everybody say with me, I do not want to receive the testimony of the world. I'm a child of God. I'm born of the Spirit. God is my Father. Man, those are big words.
Those are big words. Hallelujah. You know, you can clean a pig, put gold earrings on the pig, scent the pig, put nice clothing on the pig, but deep down, he believes he's a pig. When there's mud, straight for the mud. What do you believe about yourself? Who do you think you are? Hallelujah. What image are you allowing to be formed in your heart about yourself? Because deep down, that's where you'll go. It might be a pig that newly got saved, so he's looking for clean mud. I'm just joking. Pigs don't get saved. Okay, I'm not going to go into a theological debate about that. What is it? What are you asking your Father for? The Bible says, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Everybody lift your hand and say, Heavenly Father, help me to lift my faith. Help me to see You as my Heavenly Father. Myself as Your child, Your son, Your heir. And today I confess that You have given me all things, whatsoever things I ask. When I believe, I receive it in Jesus' mighty name. I thank You that Your promises are exceeding great, above, beyond what I can ask, think, or imagine. This morning, Heavenly Father, give me the mind of Christ. I receive the mind of Christ. I think like You. In Jesus' name. Now thank You, Lord, for Your precious anointing for each one. Lord, Your word says You are all sufficient and almighty. And as Your sons are sitting in Your presence this morning, we thank You, Lord, for Your miracle intervention for each one according to Your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. As we leave this place, we leave as heirs and joint heirs. Hallelujah. We walk in victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you, there's devils out against you. There's all kinds of curses trying to get you. But God is saying to you this morning, you're my son. You're more than a conqueror through Christ. You've already overcome in Christ Jesus. You walk in the victory. You walk in the blessing. You just thank me. Amen. You know, a little while ago, I heard about people going to have a prayer meeting. They're going to wage warfare on the devil. I said, I'm not going. Why do you want to go fight a defeated foe? You know, if you watch MMA, you know, this like kickboxing thing. I mean, the guy punches the guy, he's out flat. When he's out, you don't hit him more. It's finished. Amen. I mean, what a waste of energy. Jump on the devil that's defeated. Keep beating on him. It's not about whether he's defeated. It's whether you know who you are. It's whether you know who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ. The Bible says His blessings are yea and amen. I'm saying that to each and every one of you here this morning. Some of you are here this morning and said, Pastor, I've had so much trouble in my life. I've had so much defeat in my life. I've had so much going wrong in my life. I need this victory. Listen, it's free. Jesus has won the victory 2,000 years ago. And God, your Father, loves you. He's the one that formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were even born, He created you for this moment. We can pull you out of darkness and put you into the light. You can receive His glory. Every eye closed, every head bowed, just for a few moments. As I spoke this morning about God being your Father, some of you are sitting here and say, Pastor, I so much want that to be true for me. I want Him to be my Father as well. In fact, you come into the presence of God, and whenever you do, you don't feel clean. You don't feel like a son. You feel like a sinner. That's the image of the world.
That's the deceptions of the enemy, the power of sin. But Jesus freed you from it. He shed his blood that you can be free. And he said this one thing. He said, I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you choose him, you choose the door into the new life that God has planned for you. New Year this morning said, Pastor, I need to be free. I want God to forgive my sins. I want to start this new life with God as my Father. Pray for me. Pray for me. I want to experience his salvation and his goodness for my life as well. If that's you all over this place, I want you to lift your hands. And by doing that, you're saying, Pastor, include me in your prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you back there. On my side, yeah. Here I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pray for me. I want to experience God as my Father. Thank you on my left there. On the back. Here I am. Lord Jesus, I'm receiving my sonship. I'm receiving your salvation for my life. I'm not going to be bound anymore. But I'm going to walk as a son of God out of this place. Hallelujah. Each and every one of you that raised your hand, raise it again before I pray in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to stand, please. Stand from wherever you are. Stand where all over this place. And come down to the altar. Come. I want to pray with you. Come. We love you. This is what we are all about. This is what this whole church and this whole service was about. God orchestrated because he loves you. And he wants to draw you into his family. Thank you for these lives this morning. All over this place. Thank you, Lord. You sense God drawing you. You feel, oh man, if only I can come. While they are coming, come out of your seats and come and join them. What a glorious moment. What will happen? God will set you free. What will happen, Pastor, if I come to the front? Jesus will break the yokes and set you free. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's redeemed you by his own blood. Hallelujah. Now stretch out your hands towards these. Before I do, man, I'm feeling constrained. Who is it? There's another one or two people. Who is it? I'm just waiting for you. Can I give you one more moment? Pastor, I really wish that I did that. I want to come. I want to come. Who's that? I'm not going to wait too long. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There he is. This is the moment that God has planned for you. God has planned this moment for you, my friend. And he's got the power to deliver you today. Hallelujah. Amen. I want everybody to stretch out your hands towards these. Just start praying in other tongues. We believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. We believe in the salvation that he wrought for us on the cross of Calvary. Father, as we stand before you, as each life this morning has come before you with a heart saying, God, touch this life. Father, make me your son this day. I bless you for each and every one. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of their salvation, the blood of their redemption, the blood of their deliverance. In the name of Jesus, be free. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I thank you for your anointing on these lives. I want those of you standing in front, just pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, pray it out loud with your mouth. Heavenly Father, you are my Father. You created me. And you called me. Today I respond to your voice, Father. I am your child. I ask you, Lord, forgive my sins. I turn my back on the world. And I give my life to you. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Set me free, Lord. As I give my life to you, this very moment I confess, I do not belong to the world. I turn my back on the devil. I turn my back on sin. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. But you, Lord Jesus, I embrace this very moment. I receive you as the Lord and Savior of my life. And because you are Lord, your kingdom come. Your will be done. From this moment, I am free in Jesus' name. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free. Oh, Lord, thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of their salvation, the blood of your deliverance.
Oh, Lord, thank you for a new birth in these hearts this very moment as you begin something new, something awesome, something wonderful, something glorious. As lives are given to you, we bring them under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, release your fire in their lives. Glory, glory, glory. Ha-ha. Oh, come on, lift your hands. Those of you standing in front, I know it feels strange, okay? You know, the first time I lifted my hands in church, I felt very strange. But it's a sign of surrender. Just lift your hands, say, Heavenly Father, here's my life. Now, Father, I receive you as my Father, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, you are so fortunate this morning. You are so blessed. Because this morning is Baptismal Sunday. Hallelujah. Jesus said, repent and be baptized. Everybody say, repent and be baptized. Now, today we're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. We're going to finish the job. Everybody say, finish the job. Amen. So I want you to turn to your right and my left. Brother Benji, just wave your hand there. Show them where to go. Can you please follow through with us for just a few moments? We want to pray with you. Amen. That's fine. Just come through with us. Come through with us. Ah, that's it. That's it. All the way. All the way. Right through baptism. All the way. In the name of Jesus. Yay. Hallelujah. Yay. Glory, 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 glory. It's a new season.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.